What's up, what's up, what's up, everyone? This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. Super excited, ecstatic to be at the East Coast Stella Awards send-off celebration put on for iShoutForJoy.com. And Jamila Joy, oh my goodness, this coming weekend is the 26th annual Stella Awards taking place in Nashville, Tennessee, where the top, the best, the brightest of gospel music will be awarded prizes such as Artist of the Year, and Song of the Year, and the Male Vocalist of the Year, and Female Vocalist of the Year. And guess what? iShoutForJoy.com was the 2010 Stella Award winner for Internet Radio Station of the Year, and they were nominated again and up for the award for 2011. And we are here at the downtown DoubleTree Hotel in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, about to get things started, about to kick it off with this celebration here. Just a way to send off all those that are going to the Stella Awards and to really take a time to pause and salute iShoutForJoy.com again for being up for Stella Award nomination for Internet Radio Station of the Year. So I'm your girl, Charvette Mitchell. That's right, Charvette Mitchell of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Check me out at Charvette.com, and we're going to see who is coming down the red carpet, and we're going to bring you some phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal interviews today. So keep it locked right here. Let's see who's coming up now. All right, so we have the honoree right off of the red carpet, the dynamic, the phenomenal, the fabulous Jamila Joy. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Charvette. Such a blessing to see you. You're all blinged out in the denim and ice thing. It's so much fun. We're really celebrating and excited about the 2011 nomination.
Oh, my goodness. So are your bags packed?
The bag is not packed, but it is empty. So at least, you know, I cleared out the last trip.
That's a step in the right direction. Have you had your dress flown in from Paris or London or Madagascar?
Yes.
Good. We know you're going to have it together. So how does it feel? This is your second. You won last year, and now this is another nomination. What are all the thoughts, the emotions that are going through your mind?
I mean, Charvette, it's a very exciting time for me and for so many of the believers that are getting their dreams. You know, I look at Ted Williams, I look at so many different people that, you know, are doing stuff, and it's like an overnight, but maybe you've been in the vineyard for a minute, and even if you fell short, you know, God is still merciful, and he applies grace and mercy. So I'm so excited, and I really was like, wow, are you serious? So you mean the first year wasn't a fluke, right? It's a blessing. It is a tremendous blessing, and it's really an honor.
Wow, I just heard a motivational speaker. It's a young guy. His name is up in my mind, but he's on MTV, and he said it takes 10 years to make an overnight success. So I think that is, with you, how many years do you have in radio and production and mass communication?
Going into 16 years this year, so it's a blessing. It's a tremendous blessing, and I'm so glad to be sharing that with other people that, you know, keep doing what you're doing and, you know, and doing it the correct way and finding media coaches and different people that can help you take it to the next level. And God is really going to bless you as long as you acknowledge him.
All right. So what's the lineup for tonight? What is going on here tonight?
Well, for tonight, we just want to have a celebration. I believe really in giving ordinary people an opportunity to be at a stellar platform and give them an opportunity to experience something like this. It may be a lot of people that people don't know yet, but I believe that there are a lot of people that are in the valley that just need an opportunity, just need that, you know, on top of the mountain opportunity. And I believe iShoutForJoy.com is just one of the many vehicles that gives people that opportunity to be, you know, really the celebrity that God wants them to be. And to celebrate with them is a celebration of iShoutForJoy.com. So everybody that voted, they voted for iShoutForJoy.com. So this is our nomination. So I just really wanted to bring that back home.
All right. Well, listeners, we're going to let Jamila get back in. The event is jumping off. And we just wanted to say happy, everything great We're looking forward to all the great things that's going on in your life, and we're looking forward for you to bring that Cell Award back to the capital city. I know so much pressure, but you are blessed, and your ashafterjoy.com is blessed. So however the cookies go down, as they say, it's still phenomenal. The exposure you've gotten alone from this, and we are looking for a bigger and better thing from Jamila Joy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Charvette, and maybe next year we'll go to the Cell Awards together. We got to go to an award show together. It's going to be fabulous. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. I am so excited because I got a chance to grab the co-host of the event right before he went down the red carpet or the denim blue carpet, Mr. Ty Francis. Can I tell you, I love this guy. I love this guy. I love this guy. What's going on, Ty?
All is well.
All right.
You're happy to be here.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so you have a lot of stuff going on. You just uploaded some videos. I think like last night I was on YouTube. I was on YouTube checking out your new videos. So what's going on with you?
I got some new music in the works. Hopefully early next month I'm going to put it out. Planning out a CD release hopefully within the next couple months. But I'm going to have a CD out before the release so y'all can learn all the words to it and everything.
So people won't be sitting at the concert like, I don't know this song. We can learn all of the songs.
Exactly.
So, like, I'm getting down with Go. Tell us about that song.
Oh, man. That song is just talking about me dealing with a lot of stuff, not wanting to do what God wants me to do. Yeah, and just sucking it up and just counting up the calls and just like, God, this is what you want me to do. I'm going to do it. So we just put out an unofficial video last night, just me and my brother just playing around with some stuff. But some more things on the way soon, though.
Cool. That's a good idea. That creates the buzz, and that's, like, transparent of you to be like, you know, there's things I was should be doing, but I, you know, I had to get nudged in the right direction. So that's going to speak to a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, that song is actually one of the less transparent songs on the project.
Oh, wow.
So there's some revealing things on the project that I'm kind of nervous about, but at the same time, you know, it's things that God has dealt me on that I believe is going to help other people.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to let you get back to what you were doing, getting ready to co-host this East Coast Stellar Award send-off, and one day we're going to see you at the Stellar Award.
I receive it.
Great. All right. It was great talking to you, Ty.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is Charvette Mitchell. So excited, ecstatic to be on the red carpet here at the East Coast Stellar Awards send-off, of course, put on by iShoutForJoy.com, and I grabbed this young lady off of the, well, we said red carpet, but it's really a blue denim carpet with diamonds and sparkles all over it, because you know we do it big here at iShoutForJoy.com, so I'm going to let this young lady introduce herself and tell us who she's with, and all good, we're going to learn a little bit more about her. So, hi, how are you doing today?
But how are you? Good to be with you today. I'm just excited about what God is doing here in Richmond, Virginia. This is Francine Bryce. I'm the chapter representative for the Richmond chapter of the Gospel Music Workshop of America. So it's just a blessing just to be here. We're excited about what's about to happen. We're excited about Our Shot for Joy and the many ways that she has blessed this city, Jamila Joy. So, Richmond, just keep your ears pierced because you know it's getting to be about that time for us. It is almost mini convention time.
Woo-hoo.
And we are excited about what God. We got some surprises in the house that's coming Richmond's way.
Now, you know, whenever I hear surprise, I want the late breaking news. So you got to tell us, what are the surprises that the Richmond chapter of the Gospel Music Workshop has come into the capital city?
Well, as you know, each year we do our consecration and communion service. And
yes.
So I think we have a little something in our hip pocket. We can't release quite yet. You know, all the T's has to be crossed and the I's dotted. But within probably the next 10 days, and I'm going to contact you directly when we get ready to do our release. So we will let you, you'll be one of the first to know. But we just want to let Richmond know, mark those calendars, because all roads lead to Richmond from February the 27th through March 5th. We will be in the city headquarters. We'll be the Fourth Baptist Church where we've been for the last 2 years for our mini convention. As you know, we always bring a clinician from the deaths and breaths across the country.
Yes.
That is, you know, some of the best in terms of writers, even artists. In the last few years, we've brought artists. As you know, Malcolm Williams, Vershawn Mitchell, all
yes.
of them have been here with us. And so keep your ears pierced because we're working on it.
All right. I love that. I love that. And, you know, I got to tell you, whenever I talk to top-notch A-list artists and I ask them to give advice to new and aspiring artists, they always, always say get involved with your local chapter, gospel music workshop. I always hear that. So that's a blessing. I mean, from, you know, people like Crystal Aiken and, I mean, just I could go on and on, but they always cite get involved with your local gospel music workshop chapter. So how does the chapter really help aspiring and new artists?
Well, that's what the Gospel Music Workshop really is all about. Mm-hmm. You know, Reverend Cleveland founded and penned, you know, the motto, this is the place where everybody is somebody. Yeah. And so, you know, I've been in Gospel Music Workshop long enough that back in the day when Kirk Franklin was a water boy in Mass Choir, so I know I'm dating myself a little bit, but we encourage new writers, artists, aspiring artists to come our way. What we provide for you is an opportunity to come before mass choirs. And we also provide the vehicle to get you to national, that you might have a platform there. There are many arenas on the national level, from New Artist Showcase to Mass Choir to Men's Division Mass Choir to Women's Division Mass Choir to Youth Division Mass Choir, and our up-and-coming babies, 3 to 10 years old, to get writers even in that area. And so we invite you to come. There's something there for everybody. But even on that local level, we do things in such a way that there is many opportunities to get your music before the people. So we just invite you to come and hang out with us. We meet every first and third Monday at the Berryman Center, which is 3200 in the Southside area. We have an office, we have a home, and so that is where we are. And so just drop in sometime to what we call it a rehearsal, but we have church. We seriously have church.
Great. Well, I'm excited that we had the opportunity to grab you off of the red carpet, the dim carpet, before you go into the celebration. And we're going to keep our eye on you and listen out for more great things coming from the Richmond Chapter Gospel Music Workshop. Have a great time at the event.
All right. Thank you. Be blessed.
You too. All right, listeners, keep it locked. We're going to see who else is coming down the red carpet.
All right, Vincent E. White is here with me on the red carpet. How you doing tonight, Vincent?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I am outstanding. So tell our listeners, number one, I know you're excited to be here at this outstanding event.
Oh, man, this event is amazing. It's strictly God-inspired. I'm loving it so far. I'm having a ball. I'm having a blast.
Right, so tell us a little bit about you, the books that you're working on, your new radio show. You got a lot going on in 2011.
Yeah, 2010 has been blessed. 2011 is going to be amazing. Starting January 20th on Thursday at 8:30, my show, The Vincent Ellis White Show, is going to begin discussing life, love, religion, and relationships. I have a book out right now called The Fully Seasoned Man's Relationship Recipe. I also have a book coming out called Finding Chris, My Father. I'm a publisher. I'm about to be a radio show host, like I said. It's amazing. Yeah, give God the glory.
All right, and you are hosting on iShoutForJoy.com. How has gospel music impacted your life?
I mean, gospel music has really impacted my life because I was a person that grew up not really listening to gospel music when I was out there in the world, and I just recently got saved recently and started listening to gospel music, and now it just gives me an amazing feeling. Like music can impact your life, and when you listen to wrong music, it can impact you. When you listen to the right music, it can impact you as well. So it really, it's positive. It helps me, it influences me, and it gets me motivated to do what I have to do throughout the day. So I give God the glory for that as well. Transitioning my life.
All right. Well, listen. They are going in there, so I'm going to let you get back to the event, but we were glad that you stopped by, and just have an awesome time.
I appreciate it. Y'all tune in to our shoutforjoy.com. Look out for the Vincent Ellis White Show. Start January 20th on Thursdays at 8:30. I appreciate you, Chavette.
You're welcome. All right. I can't believe who I just grabbed off of the blue denim carpet. This dynamic young lady is a publisher. She is an artist. She is a talk show host. She's laughing at me now. Listeners, I'm excited to have none other than
Evangelist Jimmy Jemra.
All right. Glad to see you on the red carpet, blue denim carpet.
All right. I am excited to be here.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us all the things that you're doing, what you've been working on.
Well, I'm working on the book. One of my authors, her books are in the mail right now. I've been working with her for like 6 months now. And her book, Everybody Has a Story, is coming out. And we're going to have a book signing here in Richmond at the Family Life Center in the Solomon's Court, which is the most beautiful part of the Family Life Center. And her name is Mamie Stapers, and this is her first book, and her family and friends are so excited, and I'm just excited for her. So I'm looking forward to her book coming out. That's my first book coming out, and I have another author and another author and another
So
author.
You know, you're just keeping it moving. You're just keeping it moving. Now, what is the date of that event?
It is January the 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Family Life Center, Trinity Family Life Center on Dale Row, and that's 3601 Dale Row, D-I-L-L Row, in Richmond, Virginia.
All right, beautiful facility. I love that facility. Now, I can't leave out that you are a host on I Shout for Joy, which is up for another Stellar Award, and I'm telling you, are you just excited about that?
Oh, yes. I just went and got my dress yesterday. I am so excited. I will be at the Stellar Awards my first time. The publishing hour is on from 1 to 2 p.m. every Thursday, Eastern Standard Time, on iShoutForJoy.com. And I am so excited.
All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, and have a great time at the event. All right. Who do we have here on the red carpet?
I'm Sydney Thompson, a member of the Youth Division and the Mass Choir of Gospel Music Workshop of America, Richmond, Virginia Chapter.
All right. Are you excited about the event tonight?
I'm very excited. I'm actually waiting for them to get started.
Okay, good. So tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I'm 15 years old. I attend James River High School. And I think I'm one of the soloists with GMWA. And I went to Nationals for the first time this past year. It was
awesome.
A whole lot of fun. I recently got accepted for my districts at school.
Right.
In my course, so I'm really, really excited about that.
Great. So how has gospel music impacted you?
It's impacted me a lot. I think it's impacted me more to impact somebody else.
Good.
Through my singing and all that I do with the Gospel Music Workshop, a lot of people don't realize it, but there's always somebody younger than you or your same age watching you, so you have to be mindful of what you do and what you say.
Good. I think that's great advice. Well, thank you so much, and we hope you enjoy the event.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Who do we have here? A little birdie told me you were all the way from North Carolina.
Yes, I'm Pastor Judy Thomason of Golden Crown International Ministries.
All right. What brings you to Richmond, and in particular to this event, this Stellar Award send-off?
I'm excited about going to the Stellars again, so I come to support Evangelist Jimmy Jimbrough.
All right. So you've been to the Stellars in the past. What was your experience like?
Oh, my God. I had a ball. I had a ball. If you've never been, try to go once, because you will enjoy yourself. In meeting people, it's a great experience.
All right. So as a pastor, how important is music to your ministry?
Very. I'm a worshiper. And without the music, sometimes you just can't move the crowd.
Yeah. All right. There you have it. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy yourself at the event.
Thank you for having me here.
All right. Who do we have here on the red carpet?
Christian comedian Reverend Glee. What's up, y'all?
So you're the funny guy, right?
That would be me. I work real hard. Well, it comes pretty natural, but I try hard to make people laugh. Praise God.
So how do you come up with all the comedy that you do?
Girl, I go to church. I'm a Christian comedian that actually go to church.
That actually goes to church. Did y'all catch that, listener? I mean, and you can't make up. Church is so funny. You can't even make up some of the crazy stuff that goes on in church.
Girl, no. I mean, it's how you going to make up a wig coming off when somebody dancing? I mean, you can't make that up. You can't make up slips falling down and people stepping out.
Oh, my God, and I've seen that happen. Real talk.
Yes, absolutely. I'm telling you, it's off the chain. But you know what? To God be the glory. The body of Christ needs, this is a day and hour, I believe, that the body of Christ needs to laugh more than we ever have before. And God has anointed some of us, you know, to be that medicine to the body.
All right. Certainly want you to give a big shout out for your church.
Absolutely. Good Shepherd Baptist Church, Petersburg, Virginia, where the pastor is Reverend Jeffrey L. Reeves. That's a preaching somebody. You hear?
You hear? And you are the minister of music there.
Yes, I am. I am. I have been infused in gospel music, in music really, since I was in the womb. You know, I come from a musical family, and but you know, music is a language all in itself. And gospel music, wow, there's no other music on the earth that does what gospel music does to the soul.
So true, so true. So certainly we know why you are here at this event, and we're going to let you go ahead and get in because the red carpet is burning up and the event is jumping off, and we're just excited to have you. And we want you to let our listeners know, how can they contact you online?
You can reach me on Facebook. I don't do the MySpace thing no more, but I'm on Facebook, Reverend Clee, R-E-V.C-L-E-E, or you can reach me at Reverend Clee, R-E-V.C-L-E-E, @yahoo.com. My website has been built, so Reverend Clee webpage will be up pretty soon.
All right, there you go, listeners. Keep it locked right here on I Shout for Joy. East Coast Stellar Award send-off. Don't you go anywhere. This is your girl, Shawnette.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe who I just grabbed off of the red carpet. You got to introduce yourselves to our listeners.
My name is Trelynn Ussery.
And you are a new author.
I am.
Congratulations. So tell us about your book.
It's called Aesthetically Audibly Me, and it's a book that's designed for the reader to see images and hear sounds about who God is.
Wow.
Poetry.
And you are a lyricist, a spoken word artist.
I do a little something.
She do a little something. She make it happen. Oh, my goodness. So you're here at the East Coast Send Off Stellar Award, iShoutForJoy.com. How important is gospel music to you?
Oh, my God. It wakes me up in the morning. It takes me to bed at night. It's everything. It has the word of God in it, and it makes me excited. I get excited when I hear a good song about God. And this particular part of gospel music now is coming to a new place. I see gospel evolving into a new genre, and it's making more people come to Christ. Even the unsaved are loving gospel music. So it's a ploy. It's a way to get people to Christ, and I'm loving it.
All right. Well said. Well said. How can people find you online, find out about your book?
Okay, I am on Facebook. My name is TralynneUssery, or you can find the book on lulu.com/spotlight, SPOTLIGHT, TralynneU1.
All right, and last question, why do you shout for joy?
I shout for joy because God has done so many great things for me. I'm delivered, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, and I'm kept, and I'm loving him for it.
All right, there you have it. We're going to let you get back, go into the event, and have a great time tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right, we have Apostle Ezrion Jackson here on the red carpet. How are you doing today?
I'm just wonderful, Charvette. How are you?
I'm excited to just have a moment with you before you run into the event. You are always supporting a lot of the I Shout for Joy events. Why are you so supportive?
Well, number one, I just love the ministry of Jamila Joy. She is such a giving person, and all of us need to be promoted. We have a gift or a talent, a skill that God has given us to give to the world, to bless somebody's life, to uplift them, to take them to new dimensions in God. You know, it's just beautiful seeing people promote, and she is a wonderful promoter. She doesn't have any hidden agendas in her promoting you. You know, she just tells you the bottom line, and that, you know, you go for that. But I really appreciate her ministry. It's been a blessing to this area, and I'm just really believing, God, that she will be just phenomenal globally.
Yes. Wow. Awesome, awesome. And as a pastor, as an apostle, how important is gospel music to ministries all across the world?
Wow. Well, music sets the pace. Sometimes you can preach, you can have a ministry of the word, but sometimes you have to have a John the Baptist that knows how to sing. I'm sure if King David was here, he could tell you that how important it is to have music to really deal with the hearts of men. It breaks down the phenomenal of depression and oppression and hidden agendas and bad feelings. And, you know, people come with human feelings and dispositions, the cares of the day, they you know, on them. And music breaks that up. So, you know, we talk about in the gospel music workshop, we learned how important the music is to bridge the pulpit. And if the pulpit and the music don't get along, then there's going to be conflict in the house of God. So David was a musician as well as a word artist and a king and scribe, and he was anointed and he was a dancer.
Wow.
He was so many things. So music is very important when it comes to the ministry. And the gospel will draw people sometimes that the word will not get their attention. Wow. So it's good to have gospel music around. And sometimes when the preacher isn't there,
uh-huh.
and the keyboard player is not there, and the percussion isn't there, you can just turn on a tune,
yeah.
and it'll lift your spirit.
Oh, right. I love it. I love it. And I don't want to leave out that you are a published author as well.
Yes, I have already written a book called The Perils of Ministry. You can get that on www.ezraonjackson, that's EZRAONNEJackson.com. You can click on there and get the book. It's called The Perils of Ministry. It's a workbook to help those that are in ministry that God is calling, to help them through some of the pitfalls and the dangers. And one of the important questions that we ask in the 21st century, why is church membership important? Because many are saying church membership isn't important. Well, it explains it in my book, why church membership is important. It really bless you. And I'm getting ready to write the Pearls of Ministry next, the dynamics and the blessing of being in ministry, and my own autobiography, From the Pit to the Pulpit, are the next two pieces that I'm getting ready to write.
All right. Give us your web address one more time, because we have to keep up with you with all the dynamic things going on.
Thank you so much, Sharvet. And you are such a blessing as well. I thank God for you. You are such a divine promoter, and you do it with so much cheer, and I appreciate you promoting me and my ministry. Again, that's Ezraon Jackson. It's EZRAONNE Jackson.com.
All right. Thank you, and have a wonderful time at the event.
Thank you very much.
All right. Keep it locked, listeners. All right. We are still catching people off of the red carpet. Who do we have here?
Anita Williams, and I'm a business partner with Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry.
OMG. I love Tracy Lynn Jewelry. You got to tell us some of the upcoming trends.
The upcoming trends is bling, and we are known for bringing the bling. So anything shiny, big, bold is a good look for 2011.
All right, so you fit right in with the denim and ice theme tonight, huh?
Yes, that was the ice part was easy. The denim, yes, don't wear denim too much, though, but that was kind of easy. Casual denim, a lot of bling, big, bold earrings. Want to go a little light on the necklace and maybe just a bracelet, but yes. Definitely ice part.
Okay, awesome. Now, are you a gospel music fan?
I do listen to I Shout for Joy. I wasn't in gospel too much, but when I was introduced to this website, I put this music in my background whenever I'm working on a computer, and the kids love it as well.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, you got to tell our listeners how they can contact you if they want to be blinged out and get some good new jewelry for 2011.
Okay, my website is www.tracylynnjewelry.net. /Anissa Williams.
Great. And you're on Facebook as well.
I am on Facebook under Anissa Armwood, ARMWOD -Williams. But they can always call me or email me at Anissa.Williams@Comcast.net.
All right, listeners, we're going to keep it locked here as the I Shout for Joy East Coast Stella Award send-off is wrapping up. We're catching people right here on the red carpet. Talk to you soon. All right, I'm telling you what, the event was off the chain. I'm catching people as they leave. I have this dynamic young lady beside me who has on this beautiful lavender eyeshadow. Let's see, introduce yourself to the listeners.
Greetings, my name is Benita Harvey.
All right, Benita, and do you want to give any shout-outs tonight?
I have a shout-out to my co-workers and family members at Trinity Family Life Center.
Oh, my God, I love that facility. It's so beautiful.
It is. We're strengthening families and uplifting communities.
Oh, my God. You know, the facility, every time I go in it, I'm so proud of Trinity, and I'm so proud of everything you all have going on. What are some of the things that people can look forward to doing at Trinity Life Center?
Trinity Life Center has an inside daycare that we're growing. Bring your child right on in. There's room. We have room, room, room. We have an absolutely awesome gym. We have a senior program, and we're ready to start things in our own community.
Okay, great. And so you got to tell us, what was your favorite part of tonight's event?
I like the Denim and Ice lineup.
So tell our listeners what the Denim and Ice lineup was.
The Denim and Ice lineup was, you were supposed to wear something, Denim and Ice. So we had people lining up to show exactly what they wore. It was a fit to be seen. You had to be here to see it.
All right, listeners, you heard it here live. And we're here at the I Shout for Joy East Coast
Coast, Stella Ward send off. The music is still going on. People are out shopping with the vendors. And we're just catching some more of the last minute interviews. You want to keep it locked here on iShopForJoy.com. All right, I grabbed another person off of the red carpet, the dynamic Francine Hardy. She is here with auto insurance. Now, you have to have auto insurance. Can you tell our listeners, like, what's the importance of auto insurance? Because some people try to drive around, and they don't have no insurance. And I know that's the wrong English, but can you help our listeners out?
I certainly can. Good evening. My name is Francine. I'm with Direct Auto Insurance, and it's very important to have auto insurance. Actually, it's the law. If you're driving around with legal tags on your vehicle and you don't have insurance, please get in contact with me. I want to assist you with getting coverage if you're driving and your license is suspended. If you have some small blemishes on your record, that don't mean you're not perfect. I actually cater to drivers with those things on that record. And I just want to say I love Jamila Joy. I Shout for Joy. And I was invited here this evening with my young ladies, and we just came out to support her efforts. Once again, I'm with Direct Auto Insurance. If you need some auto insurance for your vehicle, please get in touch with me. Thank you.
Oh, right. And you actually went to school with Jamila.
Yes, I did. I went to school with Jamila. I went to TJ. We grew up in the West End and went to TJ, Abba Hill. She's just a beautiful person. And when Facebook is an awesome tool. And when I found her on Facebook and I found out what all she's been doing over the years, we just kind of connected. And this will be the first time I've actually seen her outside of the computer in years. So I was happy to come out and support her in person, not just in spirit, but actually physically to be here. She's a beautiful lady.
All right. Awesome. So tell us how we can get in contact with you. And I like that you said if you don't have insurance and you're driving around, driving a car, that's like illegal.
That is very illegal. The law requires you to carry the minimum state requirements of $25,000 per person, $50,000 each accident, and $20,000 in property damage coverage. And that is required. Enforcement with DMV is it has picked up tremendously. And I want to assist anybody. Please, if you've been without insurance, please don't feel ashamed. We don't look at your credit. We have flexible payment options. And I'm very discreet. I even will come to you. Most definitely. You want to tell them how to get in touch with me? All right. Once again, I'm at 4320 South Laburnum Avenue across from the White Oak Shopping Mall. And when I'm normally in the hours from 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturdays. This is just wonderful. Thank you.
All right, listeners. Direct Auto Insurance. Francine E. Hardy, office sales manager, and that's right over South Laburnum, and you can find out everything you need. You can go online to www.directgeneral.com, and then, of course, her telephone number is 222-4552, and she will not check your credit. So I know some of y'all sitting there biting your fingernails like, Lord, my credit is jacked up. I ain't driving with no insurance. Listen, Francine can help you out. All right, listeners, keep it locked here on iShoutForJoy.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I grabbed one of the professional photographers that's here at the event. I want her to tell us a little bit about herself. Who do we have here?
My name is LaShelle Jackson. I'm from Goochland County, Virginia, and I enjoy being here to support Jamila Joy, and she goes forth and get that Stella.
All right. Goochland in the house. Goochland in the house. So how long have you been doing photography?
Well, I was always the family member with the camera. So photography has just become a business in the last 3 or 4 years.
All right. And so say there's somebody that wants to go get professional pictures done, to update their website or their business cards. What advice do you give to that person?
I would say, you know, to try to get somebody professional, not just get that camera snapshot, but hey, on whatever works for you.
And not that prom picture, ladies and gentlemen, that y'all scanned in. It looks dusty and crusty.
Definitely don't want that prom picture, but if you can afford a professional photographer, I would say go for it.
Great. It makes a huge difference. Okay, and so your favorite gospel artist?
I love Israel, hands down. I just love his message. I love his music. I love the transitions over the years, especially this CD that he has out now. It's called Love God, Love People. And that's the second command. First and second commandment in the book. So
yes,
we got to get that down first, right?
That's right.
Good. Okay. So the event tonight, the theme was denim and ice. And, you know, I see you bling, bling. You got your denim out. Tell us what part of the event that you like the most.
I love everything. I can't just pinpoint one thing. GWA.
Yes.
The host, what's his name again?
Ty Francis.
Ty Francis. This is the first time I've heard him. He's just awesome. He's just
love
a humble.
Him.
He has a humble spirit.
Yes.
Fun spirit.
Yes.
And he can just rap on a drop of a hat. So,
I love him.
Yes, I love him.
Great. So tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you if they want to take you up for your professional photographs and photo shoots and all that good stuff.
Well, I am on Facebook. You can find me at Michelle the Photographer Jackson, or you can like my page, Person to Person Photography by Michelle. I also have a webpage, www.persontoperson.com.
All right, quick and easy. And I don't want to leave out your ministry that you started just about a year ago.
Yes, my husband and I started a ministry about a year ago. It's called New Hope Christian Ministries. We're in Goochland County, Virginia. We're on, right now we're worshiping at the Goochland Recreational Center in Goochland County. And if you just hit me up with the email, leadinglady@comcast.net.
All right, leadinglady@comcast.net. All right, well, we love it. We're going to let you get back to taking some more pictures, and thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Chauvette.
All right, listeners, I am just off of the red carpet with, I call her Lady, Peggy Smith Perkins. And I just want you to tell our listeners all the things you're involved with and everything that you have going on.
Okay. Well, it's so good to be with you on this evening. We're having a fabulous time here at the Doubletree in Richmond on the denim and bling bling, denim and silver, and denim and what did we call
ice.
It? Denim and ice. Oh, it's beautiful. But I'm just having a wonderful time, and I just love to let you know that Shout for Joy is the right spot to be in at this time. God has really blessed this ministry, and I am involved with the Virginia Gospel Announcers Guild.
Yes.
And we are getting ready for our fabulous board meeting that's coming to Norfolk, Virginia.
Woo-hoo.
It's right in our backyard, and we're going to be at Norfolk Waterside in March. So for that celebration, we, the Virginia Announcers Guild, are having a cruise on the Spirit of Norfolk on Thursday of that week. So you need to give us a call. It's 804-457-3414. And I'll hook you up with the activities as well as how to get your tickets. But this is a wonderful time of year. Saints will be coming in from all across America. Our board meeting is our planning session. And we do get things ready for Tampa, Florida, coming up in August. So we're going to have a wonderful time. But you do need to be here. All roads lead to Norfolk, Virginia.
All right.
And we're just going to have a wonderful time there. But keep it locked right here at I Shout for Joy. I told them in the program, you just can't get to heaven without denim and ice.
All right. There you go, listeners, live and hot off of the red carpet here. Stay tuned. All right, who do we have here?
Hi, I'm Gail Miner from Gallery of Leading Ladies in Richmond, Virginia. I'm so excited to be here.
All right, did you enjoy the event?
Awesome, it was nice. Awesome.
Great, so what's your favorite gospel music?
Oh my God, it's hard to say. I love all gospel music. Anything is praise the Lord.
Okay, great. So are you promoting anything, any events, any businesses that you want to shout out?
Yes, I'd like to shout out my own business, and because we work with medical handlers, anyone dealing with any type of medical-related cancer, alopecia, brain injury, burns, anything. My name is Gail Miner. The company name is Gallery of Weaving Wigs.
Okay.
Website is www.galleryofweavingwigs.com. Telephone number is 804-754-1262. If you have any medical needs or if you need anything, please give us a call.
Awesome. So you help so that they can still look stylish and look fashionable.
Transform your vision into reality.
Oh, say that one more time.
Transform your vision into reality.
All right, and give us your web address and your phone number one more time.
www.galleryofweavesandwigs.com. Telephone number 804-754-1262.
All right, thank you. Listeners, keep it locked. All right, I grabbed Nikki Johnson off the red carpet right before she went into the event. What's going on, Nikki?
I am enjoying myself. There's so many people here. It's so festive. The worship is flowing. The people are excited. They are enjoying themselves, and so am I.
All right, and she has this dynamic bracelet and ring on that I need in my life, but I'm not going to put that pressure on her. I'm not going to put that pressure on her. Big shout out to Tracy Lynn Jewelry, right?
Amen. Tracy Lynn is the one way for me.
All right, so you're an artist, and I have your CD. Tell us about your CD.
I released the CD in 2007, August 2007. It's been going great. I'm enjoying it. I'm still singing my music, still singing in church and teaching my music to other groups. So I'm enjoying it. I'm actually getting ready to go in and start a second CD. So the initial CD was a debut. Now I'm going to start on another venture. It'll be a little bit different, but I'm excited. I'm excited about it.
Great. So what's the title of your CD, and where can people purchase your CD?
The title is Into Me, See God. It's called My Life under Nicole Johnson, and it's at Barkey's Barkey's Music Store on Broad Street.
Oh, right. That's in the capital city of Richmond. Okay, so your new CD, how are you pulling the songs together? Are you a writer, or do you get writers from locally?
I write my own music, but the initial CD that I did, I wrote those songs in collaboration with my cousin Sean Hextall of Change. This second project will probably pull more on hymns, other artists, music, things that people more can relate to. So I'll be more relational. Will get people more motivated. They can, you know, do their own thing. This will probably prep them to say, hey, I think I can do that. If she can do it, I can do it. So.
Oh, right. I love it. I love it. And you are a praise and worship leader, and do you lead praise and worship every single Sunday, or do you have certain Sundays that you lead praise?
Thank you, God. No, I do not. Hallelujah. First and second Sundays at New Kingdom Christian Ministries, where the Reverend Dr. Leonidas Young, the second is our pastor. I lead praise and worship on first Sundays and second Sundays. I am the actual minister of music, so I have other groups that are underneath me. And we kind of mix up the flow and have some versatile services that will offer something to all the people.
Great, great, great. Well, I'm not going to hold you too much longer because I know you're excited about getting into the event, but we're certainly going to keep our eye on you. Can people connect with you on Facebook?
Oh, they certainly can. Just look up Nicole Johnson.
All right, there you go. Well, congratulations on the upcoming CD, and we'll keep our eye out on you. All right, thank you. Woo! Well, listeners, guess what? That is going to wrap up this segment. I had a ball. I had a total blast here at the iShoutForJoy.com East Coast Stella Awards send-off celebration. Everyone was just so festive, and I'm telling you, the denim and the bling, people had it going on tonight. They had it going on tonight. And you want to definitely keep iShoutForJoy.com in your prayers for this coming weekend, Stella Award weekend in Nashville, Tennessee. And everyone that's participating, everyone that's nominated, we send our prayers and our wishes your way. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell, the host of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, which comes on every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check me out at charvette.com. You can listen to current shows, to live shows, and to past shows all on charvette.com. And follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/charvette. And, of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/charvette. Big shout out to all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. Even though we broadcast it from capital city of Richmond, Virginia, we know that people all across the world are checking out this segment, and we are glad that you shout for joy every day. Until we meet again, peace and love. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell.